Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky Lux stood at the large bay window that looked out over the central farmyard on Kiwi Farm. He was back from his summer break and was invigorated. He had sat in the sun, spending much of his time reading. Biggs, Prayers and Politics, A Poor Sign's Guide to Leadership, was his favourite, followed very closely by Where's My Cheese? And Big Pig, Big Ideas. Oinky was now a pig with a plan, and the new year started now. He called a meeting of all his key cabinet animals to discuss his vision for Kiwi Farm over the next year. He entered the meeting room where all the other animals were seated. Winnie, Ben and Jonesy were relaxed and smiling after a summer up north. Nikki was as earnest as ever and fidgeted with her blouse to try and hide the tan lines of her pigkini. Box Brownie, the young Wunder Pig, focused and ready to roll. And there was Bush, who was busying himself with a pie he had picked up from the bakery on the way to the meeting. Oinky walked into the room, chest out, head gleaming and still a little pink from his beachside reading. He clapped his trotters together to start, and just as he did, Davy Piglet burst into the room and brushed past Oinky to his seat.
Oh, sorry, Oinky, I had to take the long way here. The Connie are protesting again.
Oinky gave Davy a pointed side eye. He disapproved of Davy's current history project, which had riled up the Connie no end.
Glad to see you could find the time, Davy, Oinky said.
Oinky took a deep breath, stood up straight and plastered on his biggest smile and looked at his core team.
I hope you're all refreshed from the break. We've got a lot of work ahead of us to get Kiwi Farm back on track. I've been doing some reading and some thinking, and I stand here in front of you as a pig with a plan.
Here we go, whispered Jonesy to Winnie Ben.
I'm here to tell you, as a team, we're going to make things happen. We will be embracing our inner yes. Stand up, repeat after me. I believe in yes. Come on, let's go.
All the animals looked around at each other, a little baffled, and the shuffling of chairs and the bemused glances all filled the room.
Come on, let's go, everybody, Oinky said excitedly. I believe in yes. I am a yes animal.
The meeting continued in this fashion for a very long hour, and when it was finished, the animals filed out of the room a little bewildered. Oinky looked at Nikki with a beaming smile.
Well, I think that went well, eh, Nikki?
Nikki did what she always did. She looked up adoringly at Oinky.
Yes, it did, she said with a wink.
A little while later, Jonesy and Winnie Ben were sitting in a small back barn bar, away from prying eyes.
What a bloody shit show, harrumphed Winnie Ben. That was a classic case of little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Well, Winnie, opined Jonesy, let him have his bright ideas. We all know what work we have ahead of us. Besides, it's the animals that matter. Deeds, not words, Winnie. That's what's important.
Winnie swirled his glass of deep amber liquid around and around and around and grimaced. Oinky was going to annoy him no end for the remaining 5 months that he was his deputy. But then he handed the job over to Davy. Winnie Ben knew his friend was right, and he could see the tide turning on the farm. And not for the first time in a long, long, long political career, Winnie Ben was poised
to catch that wave. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here on RCR.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.